Other techniques that can be used to cause ejaculation in the stallion are manual stimulation of the penis and pharmacologic stimulation of ejaculation. Manual stimulation can be used for stallions that have difficulty mounting, say stallions that have stifle problems. You can attempt manual massage of the erect penis with moist towels while the stallion is standing and waiting to mount the mare. Experimentally, this has been done, and it took about 1.5 training sessions to train a stallion to do this. The semen, except for the pH, is exactly the same as if the semen were collected by an AV. Pharmacologic ejaculation has been elicited using either xylazine or xylazine and imipramine. When should a stallion be collected? Semen collection after sexual rest is not really indicative of how many sperm cells a stallion can produce during his normal use. It is probably best to collect a stallion when he's at his daily sperm output, or DSO. The DSO estimates the actual numbers of cells that the testicular parenchyma produces each day. This is when all the cells he is ejaculating is the same as the cells he's producing each day. Stallion sperm output will normally stabilize after about 7 to 10 days of daily semen collections. The mean of the last 3 daily sperm collections is probably the daily sperm output. However, there are some ways to estimate the daily sperm output. One way that is very convenient to estimate the daily sperm output is to take 27.5% times the number of cells taken in a second ejaculate 1 hour after the first ejaculate. Other methods of estimating daily sperm output look at testicular volume. The physical act of collecting semen from a stallion involves a mare in heat, or an ovariectomized mare that appears to be in heat after given ECP, or a stallion that is trained to a dummy can mount a dummy. Dummies are the best because they don't move or kick. Make sure that the mare is properly restrained and her tail tied off to the side. To prepare the stallion, tease the stallion to erection and wash the penis only with warm water. Don't use soap, because soap can lead to the overgrowth of harmful bacteria on the stallion's penis. If you do want to take a culture of the urethra or penis, take it before and after ejaculation. We normally culture the penile shaft and the fossa and the urethra before and after a semen collection. You should not get a pure culture of anything when you're doing cultures. When collecting, the stallion handler should approach the mare from the left side, and everybody should be on the left side of the horses. If there's a problem, everybody pulls towards themselves, leaving the horse's rear ends facing away from all the people. Approach the mare from the side and hopefully allow the stallion to mount the side of the mare, and then let him swing around to the back of the mare. Then he can thrust and allow the penis to enter the AV. The collector can gently touch the ventral aspect of the penis and feel the ejaculatory pulses on the urethra. Other people can watch for the flagging of the stallion's tail. After the sample's collected, keep the open end of the AV upright to avoid spilling any of the semen out. Immediately drain any of the water out of the AV to prevent prolonged exposure of the semen inside the hot water. You should protect the semen from light and cold shock and then analyze it as soon as possible. Semen analysis is done just like in other species. However, some specifics on stallions should be looked at.